From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka for the second consecutive day Friday. The airstrikes marked the first time since the start of the country's civil war 5 years ago that Syrian government planes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between the Assad government and Kurdish forces that had been working closely together against Islamic State fighters since 2014. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Late Friday, two Syrian aircraft tried to pass through the airspace around Hasaka, but left without incident when they were met by coalition fighter jets. The coalition F-22 aircraft came within 1.5 kilometers of the Syrian planes. Meanwhile, the head of the UN's children organization UNICEF says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases because water is scarce in Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting prevented technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems.
At least 100,000 children living in the eastern parts of the city are facing danger of outbreaks of waterborne disease.
Bulirak reminded journalists that millions of Syrian children under the age of 5 knew nothing but war, while hundreds of thousands were born as refugees in neighboring countries. The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire to allow humanitarian relief supplies to reach the city. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump visited flood-ravaged parts of Louisiana with his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence Friday. Speaking later in Michigan, Trump praised the spirit of the people in Louisiana. He also took a chance to take a shot at President Barack Obama for not ending his vacation to go to the flood-ravaged areas.
The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
The president has been on vacation on Martha's Vineyard for the past 2 weeks. The White House announced Friday Mr. Obama will visit Louisiana on Tuesday. Trump was speaking in his first public appearance since his campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, resigned. Manafort submitted his resignation Friday, and Trump thanked him for his work, calling him a true professional. Late Friday, a U.S. judge ordered Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, to answer questions in writing from a conservative legal advocacy group about her use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Republicans have pressed to keep that issue alive after the FBI closed its investigation last month without recommending criminal charges. U.S. fire officials said a preliminary assessment shows that at least 96 single-family homes have been destroyed by a huge Southern California wildfire. Kathy Mattingly of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said some ground has been gained, but the fire is only partially contained.
We're making progress. Obviously, we're hopeful and cautious at the same time because we're still in red flag warning until tonight. And so we want to be careful as we're continuing these efforts.
More than 34,000 homes and some 82,000 residents were under evacuation at one point. No deaths have been reported so far in this week's blaze. An International Olympic Committee Disciplinary Commission will investigate the robbery scandal involving U.S. swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan. The Associated Press reports the IOC acknowledged the panel has been set up but offered no other details. The athletes were embroiled in a scandal in Rio when they initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party. However, two of the swimmers admitted to fabricating the story after they were detained at the Rio de Janeiro airport Wednesday while trying to head home. Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior. The U.S. Olympic Committee also apologized to Brazil for the false robbery claim. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.